Okay, folks, welcome. My name is Troy Keener. I am the commissioner of the BCFL, coming to you live from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Soup Party Production Studio. I have with me this evening my co-host.
It's not Jerry Budwash. Surprisingly, he's not here.
Owner of the MFL Imus and 1998 champion, Mike Minnick. Welcome, Mike.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's now 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. We wanted to start this podcast off at 4:30 p.m.
Yep.
I had some issues at work come up, and for those of you who know, this is not the time to have a problem with the agency that I support, considering there are lots. I won't even say any more than that, but. Yeah, it was a difficult last few hours, and then we had some issues even getting this podcast recording for the last half hour. So here we are, Mike.
Yeah.
You look really like you can – you're really understanding of technology, aren't you?
I have zero understanding, which makes it fun to watch you get frustrated.
Oh, really? A lot of fun.
Because you have understanding.
Let me tell you, Mike. I'm ready to hang this shit up, Mike. You know, is there any openings I can help you out delivering tilapia?
Oh, we're always hiring. We're always hiring, delivering.
One of these days, I'm going to try that out.
Yeah.
You know, I've been successful in life. Maybe it's time I...
No, wait. What does that mean?
Walk away from my current position and just, you know, like try something else.
Oh, okay.
I'm not belittling.
Not something beneath you.
Oh, no, hell no. I would love nothing better than to deliver tilapia tomorrow morning.
All right, that's good, because I'm checking.
Absolutely not. I mean, as you can see, I mean, the last thing I wanted to do is deal with this podcast bullshit after spending, you know, anyway.
Yes. But we're here, and...
We're here to talk about some, first week of the BCFL playoffs. And anything else BCFL related? I didn't see anybody else post any new proposals. I don't know if it's that time of year. People don't, without that little push they need at the end of the year, they're not going to really. I think everybody's in the mode where if they're out of the playoffs, they're just kind of like still in shock mode.
Yeah.
And if they're in the playoffs, they're obviously focused on their team. So I don't know if there's going to be much league activity going on right now besides the playoff teams.
I tend to agree. Well, you know what though? Sean posted a poll of who he thinks is going to make it to the championship game or something, and there was
likes to put the polls. I'm glad he does do that.
I would do that, but I don't. It's too technology.
Are you telling me you can't put a freaking poll up?
I don't know how to put a poll up.
Oh, come on. There's nothing technical about a poll.
Maybe from your phone, it's harder to do.
Oh, you can't do that from the phone.
Oh, that's why I can't.
You don't ever go on a browser for your website?
We don't.
It's very difficult. I don't even know if you can put a poll up from the app on the phone.
I don't think you can.
You can't. Yeah. Anyway, we'll try it out sometime.
All right. So I'll get one of these fancy laptops.
You do have one.
I do. We have a new one.
Oh, I'm.
I'll be pulling away, baby.
Yeah. I think you should get that thing fired up for next year because it's we need some. Soup Party Productions needs to move to Wernersville, Pennsylvania, some nights.
Okay. Yeah, that would be good.
What do you think?
I would enjoy that.
How was your weekend without any BCFL football in your life? You didn't have to watch a lineup or...
No,
was it
no.
hard for you?
It was a little hard for me, sure. It was, you're just trying to watch the football
games. It's
always
that first week, you know, it's like...
And it was just like...
kind of sucks. It's already over. It's already over for us.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Freaking year flew by. As frustrating as it was, it flew by.
Yeah, and there's always interesting stuff that comes up when you're following. You know, I was trying to follow the playoff games. And
yeah, so and was I. Was this week's been was a major debacle, but, you know.
The amount of players that sucked this week that were usually good.
Well, I mean, yeah, like I said, I sent an email out earlier this week just applauding the owners that had to put a lineup together this week. I mean, what a challenge. I mean, I hope when you're giving out your GM award of the year, you look back on this week and and take that into consideration. Because man, what a mess they had to wade through. Or
oh, absolutely. I mean,
minefield, whatever you want to call it.
Ed was thanking his lucky stars.
Can you believe Ed has not put a word a lineup in that is meaningful in like 3 weeks now? Tonight is the first night in 3 weeks that Ed has
that he had to look
that
at
he
it.
Has to say, you know what? Okay, it's go time now.
Yeah.
And what a time to have off.
Yeah, Brady absolutely laid an egg.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't even have to worry about that goose egg.
Yeah, I don't know if he had 4 points or something. I don't know what he had, but it was. Well, I remember.
And
the
Saints,
first
Saints
round,
were a double digit dog too, which was really surprising.
First round last year, that Tom Brady did the same mother effing thing to the mother effing legend, who.
You were in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, I was for
I
one game,
that.
And I lost.
Did I have the bye?
I don't remember. I remember what happened to me. I remember Tom Brady sucked.
So that whole again, it goes back to that first round bye. Really,
that first. Oh my God!
I don't think I did last year. You know, to be honest, because I would have remembered. Because it's such a nice thing to have.
Oh man, yeah, it makes life.
So let's hope. I mean, we'll see if Ed can. If he dodged that bullet, that playoff bullet.
Woo! He dodged one.
So, just generally speaking, we have. Have the number one seed, number two seed, Bada Bing, ready to go. They are facing off against number three seed, B Team. And
no, it's not the three seed.
I'm sorry, the four seed, B Team, going against Mighty Heroes, will be facing the bailing out.
Correct.
So those are the four teams left. I'm not shocked at the Bing and bailing out. I don't know if you were too surprised with the outcome this week. You want to talk about the game itself?
Yeah, we can talk about the game.
How bad COVID was. I mean, Jesus. I mean, all these pushbacks.
And how bad it still is. There's still
it's getting worse.
Major players. And apparently now they're only testing unvaccinated players. And because if you're vaccinated, unless you're showing a symptom, you won't get tested unless you – come forward and say, hey, I have a fever. Well, you might want to test me. So
they're probably just looking to get.
Yeah, they're trying. This is the money. Right? It's all about money, man. They're going to plow through this thing.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it as
easy
as they can for those that are vaccinated.
Well, I mean, you got to feel for the players getting his test. I've had, to date, I think I've had 4 tests, and they suck. They suck. I mean, like, really. They're almost not painful, but almost. You know what I mean? Very uncomfortable.
You mustn't be doing it right.
What? It's supposed to be painful?
No.
Oh, I'm not doing it. I think I did one self one, which I probably, but
did
I've
you
had,
do it up your nostril?
Of course.
Yeah. So well,
I didn't do it in my ear.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, some of these nurses, they're not very, like, you know, they're not, they don't have the, you know, not very user friendly. So, like they say in my profession.
Okay.
But
yes.
But I mean, for these players who have been tested daily, sometimes multiple times a day, it must really just. I mean, can you imagine what they must have been going through, like all these months?
Well, with their amount of income,
I know cry me a river for their $1 million salaries.
They can put up with it. So, but now according to the NFL Players Association and the owners all. Got together and said, you know what, we'll try to make this as easy as possible. But
I just thought of something too. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
The new variant,
from
what I hear, is it's more much easily transmitted,
more transmissible, whatever you want to call it,
less severity.
So, but games were pushed back, and we just finished the week last night. The waiver run did go through. I'm sorry for I confused some people on that, but it did go through last night. Saw some people make some moves. Obviously, as you predicted, a gentleman that has done many podcasts with us this year is not here. Why do you think that is, Mike?
Well, he does make it known that, Once he loses, he goes into hibernation, and
you will not. You don't want to call a sore loser, but I guess it really is. It kind of, you know, here we are. We haven't been in the playoffs. We haven't.
No. We show up because it's our job.
Yeah, it is our
job. We get paid handsomely.
Do you think I wanted to do this? No, you didn't want to get in the car at 6:15 and drive all the way over to Lancaster.
No, I didn't. I did because there's a lot of people out there that count on this for entertainment. And God damn it, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, how about that? I never thought I'd be counted on for entertainment.
Oh, yeah, there's especially somebody in China that really...
Are you telling me that my personal life ultimately comes down to Vince being happy or not? My free time last 6 months, Mike?
Well, it's not just Vince, but he's the one that's the most vocal to me.
Vince is driving this podcast.
He is. He's so when he comes back...
I'll tell you what.
You know, next year...
I'm sure
there's going to be a seat.
Let me open up this lion's head here that we're...
There's going to be a seat here next year in the Lancaster County. Beautiful.
You mean Lancaster Party Production
Studio. That's what I meant.
Come on, get it. We've only been doing this two years.
2 years.
You've been in this studio countless times. You don't even know where the hell you are.
No, I don't know.
Are you trying to say that Vince is going to be attending some podcasts coming?
I think he would love to.
Okay,
I'll
take that into consideration.
Pretty sure, but maybe not. You know, but I.
No, we'd love to have Vince on the podcast.
Absolutely,
all owners are welcome. Everybody knows that. Yeah. Jerry's welcome to come after he loses, but it's a shame he's not here to explain himself. I'm sure he'd be very, very, very disappointed in 45 points, Mike.
Yeah, how about it?
Was that the lowest score of the year?
You know, it probably was.
Absolutely, it's probably the lowest score we've had in 5 years. I'm not kidding, man. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I don't know. You want to go into the you want to review these games?
Because there's not much to go over here, but we'll review these games. We'll start with the Mighty Heroes and the Big TDs.
Heroes and Big TDs.
Mighty Heroes at 87.15,
which isn't very high scoring game to begin with.
No.
I mean, they move on with that.
Yep,
move
on.
And then here we are. You know, we scored all these. You know, Taylor went off
again.
Hunter Henry went off. I mean, this is just...
Well, it would have been a good week for you. You know what, though? Tannehill didn't go off.
I wasn't going to play him.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, if I was in it, I would have had the great choice of Carson Wentz, who completed 5 passes.
Well, they were just handing the ball to the MVP.
I would have started probably Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he didn't do fucking jack shit either. They had 9 points with 3 field goals. So, yeah.
What do you think about the this whole thing? I've been listening to a couple, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of, by the way, Pat McAfee. Did you see he got, you know, McAfee show?
I know him from the wrestling.
Oh, God. I've been putting pieces together. Apparently he's tied into that. But, you know, he got paid this week from, I believe DraftKings or FanDuel are the ones actually paying now. He got like $140 million to do his podcast.
That can't be right.
That's absolutely right.
$140 million?
5-year contract or something like that. He's on Sirius. You know, Mike, we should actually think about doing this. You know, we should give it a shot because this is the kind of money that people are paying podcast people now. He does a podcast. You know he has on a lot?
I bet he has more than 13 listeners.
Yes, he does. But I'm telling you, we could start from scratch. Having Aaron Rodgers, he has Aaron Rodgers on every Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where he did the whole foot thing. That's where he announced that
he wasn't
immunized, whatever. He explained. And, you know, this has really helped him. So he has, he got paid finally. And, you know, Aaron came on this Tuesday and said, hey, congratulations to, you know. But, no, I mean, he was negotiating this. I mean,
well,
I'm saying,
I'll tell you what, I'll do it for $140 for the next 5 years.
I'm telling you, Mike, maybe we should consider, you know, we're pretty good on the air.
Are you trying to say we should kick Lion's Head, our sponsor, to the
No,
to
we
the
will
curb?
Always, I think we're always going to be off spot to...
For Lion's Head?
Actually, I'm sorry, I looked that up right now. It's $120 million for 4 years, not $140 million for five.
$120 million?
$30 million a year for the next 4 years.
And what exactly does he do? Does he pick games?
No, he has his own sports show.
He just has a sports show?
Sports, you know, every day talks.
Podcast?
Well, it's a show that's...
Where should our listeners send money if they'd like to send money?
It's actually FanDuel is what he's associated with. But like,
so you weren't even in the ballpark. You went from DraftKings...
I said FanDuel. But
no, you did
I
not.
I said DraftKings / FanDuel.
No, you did not.
I have a problem. Yeah, I did.
No, you did.
I did, actually. But
we'll listen back.
Whatever. You can listen. On the way home, you can say, yep. Oh, yeah, it did Troy. But I'm telling you, I mean, like, this guy went from a podcast. He does it with A.J. Hawk. Do you remember A.J. Hawk, the Packers linebacker?
Yeah, I do.
He does it with A.J. He's got a couple guys to help him out with his technical shit, so he doesn't have to worry about the stuff that we do.
Right.
And then he focused.
We need one of those people.
Yeah, and then, like, but you know, Sirius picked him up.
Yeah. We're Sirius. They should pick us up.
He's on at one. He's on, like, I think from, like, 12 to, like, 3 every day. He has a 3-hour show every day. And now he's, you know, he's fine. But $120 million. Do you believe that?
We're in the right business.
There's potential here. Maybe we should consider, you know.
Branching out.
All we need to do is get that one quarterback. Or, you know, this guy was a punter for the Colts. He's a punter.
Yeah.
And I don't even think he's that great on air. I mean, he's not as good as you are.
Oh, my. Wow. You don't have to blow smoke up my ass, but I appreciate it.
Let me have another Lions hit. You know what? Should we get
back to the review?
I don't know. I kind of lost my train of thought. I was thinking about where did that lead me? Where did I start out that?
You started out with Pat McAfee.
Oh, something was said on the Pat McAfee show.
Uh oh.
Okay. And that's what led me to say Pat McAfee. But anyway, what were we talking about before?
Talking about the Mighty Heroes and the big TDs.
COVID. Forget it. Anyway, it was something that was said on the Pat McAfee show that sparked my... Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about a lot of talk.
The talk, yeah. We have lots of talking going on.
Continue. I guess I'll remember that there was some dispute on...
How bad quarterbacks were?
No, it was something else.
All right.
Go ahead, Mike.
So the Mighty Heroes had 87.15. And the big TDs had 45. Now, the winning Mighty Heroes got 14 from Prescott, who threw 217 yards and a 1-yard touchdown.
Not a really good game.
No, not very good. He's had a couple of those stinkers. I think there's something with his arm. I think because he's not as accurate.
It's another guy getting tons of cash.
Not as accurate. You know, I remember in the beginning of the year, they had him like look at the Rangers or somebody, some arm specialist.
But yet that team is like 10-4, right?
Defense. The running back, it's not Zeke or Pollard, but I guess Pollard more. But and then he had 16.5 from Foreman. That's pretty good for Tennessee. He ran 22 times, 108 yards. Then he had 2 receptions for 27. He had that Ramondre Stevenson for New England. He got 4 points. Stephon Diggs got 12.5. He was I'm going to do everybody since there's only fucking 2 games. Diggs was 4 for 35 with an 11-yard touchdown. Tyreek Hill is going to miss him this week with the COVID.
Yeah, I noticed that big old IR on there.
Yeah.
That is going to be a huge factor in this game.
It shouldn't be an IR. It should be a C for COVID.
Well, CBS has it on an IR.
On an IR?
I think that's the way CBS handles it.
Oh, okay.
The COVID list.
That could be. So then Hill had 23.8, 12 receptions for 148 yards, a touchdown for 1 yard. Then the man Gronk, he had 2.9.
Disappointment there.
2 catches, 29 yards.
All in all, this was not a good team, good lineup for the Heroes. I mean,
Henderson, he had Michelle in. And then he switched to Henderson, and Henderson got him 2.7.
But he did not take your advice, Mike.
No, he did not. He did not.
Which was what?
Which was to start Cook.
Cooks.
Yeah, Cooks had
34.2.
Yeah, 34.2. That would have been pretty helpful. It would have made it a little less.
Now you did text me that.
Did I?
Yeah. That if Carter would, if Heroes would just listen to you.
Yeah, it's that people don't listen to me. Though.
Somebody
That's
else
okay.
texts me that too, by the way.
Oh yeah. Carter?
People do. No, it's somebody else.
Oh, okay. So other people listen.
This gentleman right here texts me.
Oh,
about that. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. You know, and it was funny because sometimes you got to go with your first instinct.
Yeah.
And like he had Michelle in.
Do you
then,
do that?
Then he took him out sometimes.
You seem like you remind me of the kind of guy with flip flop him, just torturous for.
Yeah.
I thought so.
So then, he ended up sitting him with his 2.7 when Michelle had 11.5 on the bench. That cost him like another 9 points. Yeah, what are you going to do? So, but he ended up winning.
Either way, he didn't.
It didn't matter.
He didn't need it, man.
The big TDs with their 45
points.
Oh,
boy.
He flip-flopped. He took Hurts out and started Wilson.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever understand that.
Wilson got him 5.8, and Hurts on his bench had 35.6.
Do you think he
Well, I know what happened was that he was trying to get the combination of, since Lockett was out, he was
going
to try to get the combination.
All right, but
Metcalf.
Jerry had three people going in the Monday night, right? He just needed a conservative game from Hurts, and he could be in this game. And that's exactly what Hurts gave him.
Yeah.
He was going for a knockout blow when he just needed to, like, kind of – he didn't really need a knockout. He could have just –
That Jamar Chase had one catch.
The Eagles really let him
yards.
Down, too. The defense really let him down. Oh, Chase. Oh, my God.
One catch for 3 yards, 0.3.
You know, that guy at the beginning of the year looked so, so talented.
Oh, he ripped you a new one.
Oh,
didn't
he sure
he?
Did. Yeah, he did.
Gibson on his bench, who he had in there the whole time until last minute. He had 12.5 for, and I put Metcalf
man.
In for 5.2. So it was just enough. They were just poor decisions that didn't work out. Shouldn't say poor decisions.
Yeah,
sometimes
you can't call him poor because had they gone the other way, right. He would have been a genius.
The Cooks one I can call poor because that one I was pretty strong about. But
you know what also has to piss Jerry off too? Schultz has done shit for him the last like.
I did say, are you sure you want to start Schultz?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You know, he's got to be pissed about that one. And then, you know, Schultz has, you know, for a tight end, that's a pretty good game.
That was a pretty good game, yeah. So
poor Jerry. I mean, you got to feel bad for him. He didn't represent our division too well there.
Neither did we.
No. But 45 points, I mean, that was, really did, you know.
Yeah, we didn't throw any. Stinkers out there.
Oh my
God.
Wow. I mean, it's almost, I'm not going to call it.
But now he's playing for either seventh or eighth place. So that's a difference
true.
Of 50 bucks.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that is.
I think it's, I know it's on the homepage there.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's 50. Sixth is 100 points. Fifth place is 150 points.
150? And 50? What'd you say it was? Say it again.
$150 for fifth place,
uh-huh.
$100 for sixth place.
So it's $50
difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty, if I were him, I would still pay attention because
next week it's
he doesn't have a kicker as of now because his kicker has COVID. You might want to think about picking one of those up.
Next week it's a $75 differential between.
That's good.
No.
Should we do the other game?
Yeah, it's quite a disappointment, but anyway.
Well, he's not here to answer any.
Yeah, I wish he would have been here to
answer his Wilson for Hurt.
I guess we'll never know, Mike.
No, we won't. We won't know.
He doesn't have a problem telling everybody how bad Jim Harbaugh's decisions are, which, by the way, did you see that one at home?
There was another one.
God.
Another one.
He went for the win, and that wouldn't have been for the win. That would have been 1 point lead with Aaron Rodgers coming back with 40 seconds to go. What an asinine call. I've never – when that was going on, I'm thinking, wow, this is really happening?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a gift for the Pack. Aaron has to do is come out and kneel twice.
I think the Pack might be the have a good chance to go to the bowl and – good chance of winning. This could be the year for the Pack.
And then
I'm pretty excited for you.
I'm not. Please, please. I mean, you've jinxed so many things.
What are you talking about?
Just leave this. Leave this one alone, will you?
I didn't jinx Cooks. Oh no, wait. He's got COVID.
You jinxed me in every scenario possible this year.
That's not true. You're trying to jinx the B team, and it's not working.
Let's move on to.
Oh, you want to move on? Yeah. Let's move on to the B
team
and the Midnight Snipers.
The Midnight Snipers.
B team, a very respectable 126.6.
Yeah.
Midnight Snipers, a 71.15. But anyway, so the B team.
Yeah, you know, Orson sounded defeated. A couple texts I got from him in the emails, he was like, just defeated. I mean,
well, sure. I could. Well, look at those.
That was It was a tough week with this COVID. You know.
Yeah, the Midnight Snipers. Burrow got 22.35. Yeah,
all year long.
157 yards, and a 56-yard touchdown. But 22.35.
But nothing about Cincinnati Denver says anything like. No. It's point scoring, you know what I mean? So
yep. Mixon got him 6. Dalvin Cook got him
9.1.
And
he had quarterbacks from both teams, Denver and Cincinnati. You know, would you have dropped, made a move just to get somebody else? I mean, you knew that game would be a dud, right? I mean,
well,
how do you do that? It's a tough call, though, you know?
I'll drop kickers and defenses and tight ends.
But to make that as a really ballsy move there.
Yep. Then he had Mike Williams with 4.9. Patterson has taken a dump the last 2 or 3 weeks. He hasn't done anything. 2.3 for Patterson. Gesicki had 4.3. Where Fan had 5.7. So we were wrong on that call.
I mean, yeah.
Cost him a point and a half. So Renfro had 32 yards. Ugh.
He's got to be just disappointed. Like, he gets there, gets in, and has a pretty good season all in all, you know, and then just like,
beat me by half.
Blah, you know, blah blah blah. Like, just, you know, man, it sucks.
It sucks when you lose by half.
Especially when he's, you know, trying to take out the B team out of the playoffs. And, you know.
Yeah, the B team just wasn't going to have it. And I watched that Kansas City game, and Mahomes had like fucking 6 points with like 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Are you serious?
He didn't. Yeah,
see,
he
I didn't
did,
watch
he did
it. I was working.
Fucking nothing. Nothing.
Jeez, I didn't even know that.
And then he's. Throws a bomb, gets tackled on the one, Kelsey with a touchdown in the end zone, then another freaking touchdown.
No, that's the frustrating part about playing with somebody against B team, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a, you know, they always have a chance.
You said in the beginning that he wants 50 from Mahomes. Well, he only got him 45.7 in this one, so he must have felt bad for
him. I also said that Andrews is his all.
You know what you did, and you nailed that puppy.
I've been saying that.
28.6.
I think that's the B team's MVP. You know, Andrews has been solid, never let him down, whereas Mahomes has let him down a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Andrews has not.
No, he's not. I did say Connor. I wouldn't say Mahomes. I thought Connor was
his still
MVP.
Think that, you know, he's the lifeblood of the B team.
Right. True. And then we have Montgomery got
Lions head's pretty good tonight, Mike.
Is it good? It's good after that eggnog?
Well, I'm double fisting here. I'm having some eggnog, and then I'm washing it down with Lions head.
That's excellent. That's good.
You don't like eggnog.
I don't like eggnog.
Well, you're grimacing over there like I'm like you're in pain.
Eggnog is just – I just can't do it. It's just disgusting.
It's that one time a year where it's just, you know –
uh-huh.
I've only had about 2 gallons so far. I've made. Oh. I've given a lot of away, but you know, by the end of December, it's, you know, you want to send it on its way, but it's nice to have.
Right. Montgomery had 6.3. Connor got him 7. Samuel had him 17.9. No.
Okay.
Gaskin 5.4. Bass only got him 7.
T-Bass. Just
that's
like
right.
Saying that.
Sure.
I remember when Ed was in here, he got a kick out of T-Bass.
That was from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yep. And OBJ got him 0.7. But he got 126.6. He did had a very good.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid week. Performance. I mean, the highest score of the week. Now he's going to have to, you know, he's going up against, you know, it gets harder from here on
out.
Bada
bang. That's the game. That's going to be.
What's more impressive, his 126 or Jerry's 45? As far as how does this even happen?
Well, the 126 has been done a couple times this year, I'm sure. 45 hasn't been done. So
wow.
Driving that. He'll never show up again.
I just think it's almost hard to do. I mean, like in our new scoring system, to have it this low.
Well, you know what? It appears that he had in his starting lineup 0 touchdowns, where he did have Schultz on his bench and Gibson and Hurts that all had touchdowns.
You know what the weird thing was, though?
He didn't
as
have
low
one.
As low as it was.
Not one
going
touchdown.
Into Monday night. Into Tuesday night. He still had a legitimate shot.
Sure. I'm sure. Yeah, he did.
I mean, you can say hindsight's 20/20, whatever.
Well, when the Heroes only score 87.
He knew how low the Heroes had scored for the week going into Tuesday night, and he still had a chance. I disagree more with not playing Gibson than making the reverse on Hurts and Wilson. I don't understand why Gibson was not in that lineup. Gibson just was, it's like top 5 running back of the in the league.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I beg to differ, especially in the second half of the year.
Well, the last 3 weeks.
How do you not? Even if we're talking about that, means he should be in a fucking lineup. Am I wrong?
Well, you're not going to take out Najee Harris. You could possibly take out Jamal Williams.
Absolutely, take him out.
Or you could take out Metcalf. Who hasn't done that.
Absolutely take him out. I don't get it.
Or you could take out Chase, who had 0 points. He had 3 yards. But yeah, what are you going to do? We can't beat Jerry.
I'm not here to criticize Jerry. What?
What? Hello?
No, I'm not criticizing Jerry.
Jerry, I'm.
He went for the, he went for it. I mean, he put.
He tried the combo. He wanted to. Especially because Lockett was out.
I just don't know if he
figured.
I just don't think he needed to do it. He went for like a Hail Mary win. I don't think when he needed like a 40, like a 30-yard like first down. You know what I mean? Like that's the only way I can kind of.
Listen.
All right.
I was at 2. You were at 3. Jerry made it all the way to 7.
Oh, you're gonna play that card.
6
now.
Or 7.
Yeah, we don't. Obviously, that doesn't make. Doesn't mean we're brain dead.
No,
go ahead,
I'm not.
Mike.
I'm not brain dead. I don't know if I can speak for you.
Yeah, I'm practically there. I'm getting there. My mind's been eroded.
So what were we? 1-1. I think Jerry was 2-0. Was he 2-0?
No, he took the Snipers.
Oh.
So you and Jerry were both 1-1. I was 0-2. to kind of set, just kind of.
I don't think FanDuel's going to be knocking on our door.
They don't give a shit about what our records are, but
they do. They care about. They want you to, make them some money.
It's potential, Mike. Just keep that in mind. I'm glad
potential.
I planted a bug in your ear. You're thinking about it, aren't you?
Yeah, there's nothing we can do.
You're saying,
about
fuck
it.
That tilapia. $120 million in 4 years.
That's right.
If I could only remember what the hell I was brought up Pat McAfee for.
You'll have to take notes.
All right, Mike. Well,
they
you want to go
in.
Yeah.
Let's go to the consolation game.
Off the cuff.
Let's go to the consolation game. We'll go to the big TDs
and
the Snipers.
Okay.
As of now, I don't know, but I'm assuming he's going to play Hurts at home against the Giants.
You don't think Jerry's going to walk away completely and say, fuck, I'm not even going to set a lineup? Jerry is that kind of guy. He might do that.
I don't think he will for $50. There's a $50 difference.
Do you think? I wouldn't be surprised if Jerry just says, the hell with it.
I would. You want to put money on it? You want to see if he picks up a kicker or not? That'll be decided if he gives a shit. If he goes with Butker.
I'm just kidding. He'll pick up a kicker. He'll pick up a kicker. I think Jerry's going to go the reverse of that and make all kinds of moves just because of this new rule that you made sure was put in place last year.
Well, he didn't do it yet.
Well, he could. He's going to.
I'm sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jerry looks at the remaining 4 teams and says, hey, what do these guys need? And starts effing with them what I thought might happen. And you said, $50 is good. We'll see what happens. This is the scenario that I was afraid of.
This is the scenario that the rest of the league decided with me and voted with what I thought.
Well, then we're going to see
what our owners are capable of. That's right.
I'll go for it.
Big TDs, like I said, Hurts, I would think, at home against the Giants. He's got Harris at Kansas City, Williams at Las Vegas, Chase, if he's probably still playing him, I don't know. Home against Baltimore, Vance Jefferson at Minnesota, Pitt, maybe, at home against Detroit. Against Detroit, I would play him. I'm going to have to sneeze.
Bless you, Mike. Is that Lion's head going down the wrong pipe there, or what?
Maybe. Speaking of that.
Take another swig of that.
Yeah, I think I need another.
Oh, you need... You're empty? That's not good. Take it easy.
All right. I would fire him, and I'd put Dylan in at home against Cleveland.
I thought about that, too. That's a good move.
Yeah. Eagles at home against the Giants. He needs to pick up a kicker. And then the Snipers... I assume they're going to roll with Burrow. Burrow and Mixon at home against Baltimore.
Well, at this point, after losing, you might as well just keep him in, right?
Sure. He's got Cook at home against the Rams. Patterson at home against Detroit. Home against Detroit. Maybe I'd keep him in there. I don't know. Renfro at home against Denver.
Detroit's playing pretty good right now, dude.
Yeah, they are. Fan at the Raiders. Gordon.
A lot of upsets this past week.
Gordon at the Raiders, Elliott at home against the Giants, Seahawks at home. He's got to put Antonio Brown in now that Tampa Bay has lost.
Godwin is their best receiver all year.
He's done for the year.
Well, that sucks. That sucks a lot. That's too bad.
Fournette, thanks.
That sucks too.
Way to go, Tom. Screwed me now. Fournette's done. He ain't going to help me.
Dude had five TDs against me.
That's right. I guess it would matter if I was playing.
That guy can rot in hell.
All right. I'd have to put Antonio Brown in somewhere. I'd either put him in for Renfro or Patterson.
That's where the whole season changed for me, Mike. That last Fournette. Not that half point bullshit. 0.05 bullshit. 0.05 bullshit. It was just that last freaking Fournette run. I want to just go up and slap him. Go ahead.
Who do you want there? Who do you you're taking the big TDs or the Snipers? That was the preview.
Considering Jerry scored 45 points, I mean,
that was nothing compared to 70.
Oh my God,
70 some there, the 71. Woo!
In Baltimore, Jerry's. Who the hell knows what Jerry's
going
to
do? I'm going to take Jerry. I'm going to take the big
one. The thing is, you don't know what Jerry's going to do. He's such a...
He's not a wild card.
You don't know what he's going to do. If he plays, I'm taking Jerry, too. I have to. I think
Hurts at home against the Giants is just going to be a fucking...
Yeah, and Baltimore. Well, even though Packers...
Scored on Baltimore, too.
Baltimore's defense
isn't very good.
Yeah, you know, what am I saying? I'm taking the Snipers.
Okay, you switch that to the Snipers.
You're taking the big TDs.
Yeah. Let's go to the semifinal game.
Yeah, you can't really call them conference games. They're semifinals. Yeah.
Sure. All right, sounds good. Mighty Heroes, 9-6 against Bailing Out, 12-2. The series is tied between these two.
Really?
According to CBS, that's what it says.
Well, yeah, 10-10. Right now, the Bailing Out is favored by 6 points.
6 points. Let's start Bailing Out. It's got Brady at Carolina. That's a pretty good matchup. I'm
pretty excited about this game, Mike.
About Brady at Carolina?
No,
about the matchup.
It's a really good.
A good matchup.
It's some good teams. The playoffs are interesting.
Well, yeah, these four. Theoretically, are the four best teams, except for the one.
I wouldn't go that far.
Except for the one that has the third pick, he should have been up there.
Damn right.
We need more than 6 wins, five wins. Yep. How many do we have?
Five. Ridiculous. Stolen. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, anyway, Brady.
I'm not here to cry over spilled eggnog.
There you go. That's right. Spilled eggnog. Jacobs at home against Denver. Not great. Singletary at New England. Not great.
I kind of like that one.
Singletary at New England?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I thought, no, not him. I was thinking Montgomery.
Deontay Johnson at Kansas City. You've got Marquise Brown at Cincinnati. Kittle at Tennessee. There's a good one. And I like his Amon St. Rod St. Brown at Atlanta. However, Jared Goff tested positive.
Yes, he did. So that might be a bad thing.
He played good last
week. He did.
That pickup looked good, but I'm not sure what it's going to be now. Gay at Minnesota and the Steelers at Kansas City. I don't think the Steelers at Kansas City is going to do too fucking much.
So yeah, but like he's had the Steelers all year, I think. Do you think he makes any moves on his lineup here? Do you think he already put it in?
Oh, he put it in. This is different.
This is it. This is locked. This is locked and ready to go. You don't think he tweaks it at all?
I don't know. He really doesn't have much to tweak. His bench is. He might have to pick somebody up if he's going to tweak. His bench looks pretty.
Yeah, it does. Actually. Yeah, you're right. Okay. All right.
I think he's going to roll with it. I really like.
He's ready
Brady.
To go.
Okay. Brady at Carolina is really good.
Yep.
Mighty Heroes, Prescott at home against Washington.
That's a good play.
Prescott at home? I don't know. He hasn't been good. I don't know. And Washington, are they eliminated or are they still playing?
Oh, no, they're still in it, yeah.
Yeah. If they were eliminated, I'd like them a lot more.
They had their third-string quarterback playing?
They might have him again.
Ugh. Oh, that's right. See, Washington's really getting screwed here.
Yeah.
They had 22 players on COVID. They were down to their third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
And they had to play on, what, Monday night?
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Tuesday night. Yeah, they played against the Eagles, right?
But if the Chiefs, yeah, it's a lot of. No,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
They could be really tired. Prescott could go off.
Yeah.
And then his running backs are Foreman.
He picked up Justin Jackson.
Yeah.
The guy was on my freaking lineup to the very end of the.
Justin Jackson at Houston. That's a good matchup.
I didn't want to give him up. Eckler got COVID.
Yeah. So he's going to be doing all right. Foreman at home against San Francisco. All right. Diggs at New England. Cooks at home. Nope.
That's
not Cooks.
Thursday night game.
Cooks is done.
Why is Cooks done?
Yeah, he got COVID.
Oh, CBS has him scoring 8 points here.
No, what happened today?
Oh, okay. Boy, you're on top of it, Mike.
Are you sure I am? What the hell? I'm not a...
Oh, wow. All right.
Gronk at Carolina. He's got...
You say, fuck. I'm telling you, Pat McAfee has nothing on us.
Nothing. Screw Pat. Sony Michel at Minnesota. Carlson at home against Denver. Tampa Bay at Carolina. I like that. This is really tough. I think he's got to put either Stevenson or Harris. If Harris plays, he's got to put Harris in that lineup. When they played Buffalo, even though it was a windy game, they passed three fucking times.
Yeah.
You don't think he's just going to slam it down there?
Why
fucking,
not? Yeah.
He's going to do it again.
Yeah.
He's gonna, no matter if it was in a dome, he'd fucking do it. That's what he wants to do.
Makes sense. I don't think they're in the business of, like, throwing the ball much with that rookie quarterback and, like,
no, they threw it 40-some times this past week.
It didn't work out either.
Yeah.
So you think they should pull out Foreman?
I think that's who I think they should pull out.
Yeah. Probably not a bad call. Get that. Because you don't want to lay it. I don't know about you, but you don't want to have a. I hate when you start out on a Thursday night and you score. Like, don't score, you know. There's nothing worse when you give up a roster spot on Thursday night.
And that's a Thursday night game.
That's what I mean. You give like a 5 point and you get no effort, and then you're going into the Sunday without a, you know, kind of, I don't know.
At home. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
But
one.
The thing you don't know.
They are home, though.
You don't know if Harris is going to play. But, and Stevenson didn't have a good game last week, but try to get him in there. Let's see. He's got a lot.
Well, they survived this far. The Heroes and Carter and Morgani.
He's working some magic.
They got some. Look at all the cups they got. I mean, these guys are true pros here.
Yeah.
You know, you don't win that many championships without at least knowing how to work the playoffs.
Yeah.
You got to give them credit there.
Yeah, I'll give them credit.
And Ed, you know, Ed's been in the playoffs a lot, but he's still going searching for that first cup. And
12-2 against 9-6. Series is tied.
I gotta be honest. I'm gonna go with the bailing out because I think they got the winning formula this year for somehow, some way.
Kittle at Tennessee is gonna be really good. But other than that. And that and Brady.
But,
that,
you know, Prescott could go off. I mean.
Is that enough?
That's enough. Hey, it's Brady. Been enough. It's been enough, dude.
Well, he's been getting it from other people. I don't know. This is tough.
I'm going bailing out, Mike.
You're going bailing out? Well, in that case, I have to go bailing out.
Bailing out as well.
Normally, I'd go against you. But I had him here, and I think that just the heroes don't have Hill or Cooks.
Hill hurts them.
Hill or Cooks.
This is the worst possible time for Hill to catch it. I mean,
yeah, you think these players
really
would,
sucks,
if they were vaccinated, this wouldn't be happening to them, man. Now, some of them are, but they can get off really quick. I don't think these guys, because they're only testing ones that aren't vaccinated. You watch Carson Wentz or Cousins, one of those two is going to get it and it's going to fuck their team right royally because they both were outspoken about being unvaccinated. Wow. And how this one is getting transmitted.
Yeah, if you're in like a locker room practicing with people, I mean, it's almost impossible not to get it if somebody has it.
Once it gets into a room.
Yeah.
That's why the.
Better not be in this room.
They picked up Pringle. No, it's not in this room.
You better not.
But they picked up Pringle, but Hill had it. So unless they could have picked up somebody that's going to be tomorrow. Whoops. Those three positions.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So anyway, that leads us to the big one, the one that I'm most looking forward to. I'm going to be paying close attention.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, to both of these games. Not the
Is there Saturday games this week, too?
Yes, there are.
Oh, okay.
There's two Christmas games.
Oh,
Saturday's
Packers.
Christmas.
Packers and, that's right. Yeah, Packers and Browns. That's going to be a great game to watch.
Absolutely, if you're a Packer fan.
Absolutely. Bada Bing is a 7-point favorite here.
7-point favorite. Let's see why. Rodgers at home against Cleveland.
But I will say this. B-team leads the series 16-8.
Wow.
Double. They have had Joel's number.
So they win 66.6% of the time.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
For every three games, Hardy has won two.
Correct.
How about that?
That's great math.
Is that Frank Hess?
Frank Hess. There you go. Shout out to the Conrad Weiser math teacher.
Go ahead, Mike.
Bada Bing's got Rodgers at home against Cleveland. Got Kamara at home against Miami. He's got Miles Sanders at home against the Giants.
He's got Wilson in the lineup.
I was going to say, he should take him out. That was earlier today I looked at that.
Oh, Joel's tweaking it, huh?
Yeah, he should. If Jeff Wilson at Tennessee. You know how many touchdowns Miles Sanders has?
Yeah.
I didn't know this until I was watching the game. Zero.
He was close to, he got like the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
The other night. Okay.
They pull him out.
Yeah.
And
Hurts runs it in.
And
yeah.
If not Hurts, Howard.
Yeah.
That's
no, he's right. Yep.
You got to keep Jeff Wilson, especially against Tennessee. That's a good play. Good play there, Bada Bing. Way to go. Cup at Miami. Minnesota.
His receivers. I mean, look at these two.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson at home against.
And Cup. I mean,
what the fuck?
Goals and Kamara's coming back. Roger, I mean,
Knox at New England.
How good is Knox?
He could drop a couple more touchdowns against New England like he did the last time, the asshole.
Oh.
Like him. Hopefully, if they win this,
he's
going to
put Ron Jones in there.
Trail.
Ron Jones is taking advantage of. I mean, everything's falling in line for Joel.
It's good. That's good. That's
everything's
good GM moves there.
Yeah, everything's falling into place.
Yeah. Oh, Jones at Carolina. Carolina sucks. Tucker at Cincinnati. Cowboys at home against Washington. Wow, he's got B-team. Let's take a look at the B-team.
Yeah, Joel's looking good.
Yeah, that's a nice move. Nice. Jeff Wilson at Tennessee. Ronald Jones at Carolina. Those are some nice pickups.
Yeah, and you know,
throwing Kupp and Justin Jefferson. Jesus, with Rodgers.
The Cowboys, though, you know, if Heinicke comes back, here's the thing I noticed about Heinicke. Defenses score points on him because he could be a little erratic. But if it's a third string,
he's not much of a good defender.
But I'm saying if it's a third string quarterback, they're going to run the ball and not even let him.
Oh, I got you.
They won't get the opportunity to get points. Whereas if Heinicke's playing, a lot of sacks, a lot of interceptions.
That's the only problem that Bing has with Rodgers. I'm not sure they're going to, because Cleveland, I don't think, is going to put up points. And I don't know how much he's going to.
It's 45 over under. That's,
it's not 50 something. What do they got, Mahomes and Pittsburgh?
44.5. Now that's in Kansas City.
That's in Kansas City.
And they're favored by 7.5. They're both favored. It's Green Bay and Kansas City's favored.
So
they have almost identical stat. They have Mahomes outscoring Rodgers 27-26. I almost agree with CBS on this. It's going to be very close.
It's hard to run. No, it isn't hard to run against Pittsburgh. It's pretty easy. They don't fucking run the ball.
It's how they approach.
Kansas City doesn't run the ball.
It's how the coaches approach, Pittsburgh or Cleveland.
I think we can say the quarterbacks, which is normally where the B team has a major advantage.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to be a bit of a wash.
Absolutely. Even if he gives it a little bit to Hardy here, when you look at his receivers, I mean, you can't.
Let's take a look at his cedars. So he's got OBJ at Minnesota and
Debo. Debo has been a pleasant surprise.
He's been a great running back lately. But
yeah. It just doesn't compare to Kupp and Jefferson, though. No. I mean, it's just like.
How about the running backs? Connor at home against Indy. That's not too easy. Montgomery at Seattle. That's good.
I do like Montgomery. That's what I was thinking about earlier. Montgomery's a good play.
Uh-huh. All right. Oh, and of course, he's got advantage of tight end. Andrews at Cincinnati.
Andrews is definitely going to carry him again.
McLaurin at Dallas.
That's a good play.
That's all right. I don't know. They got that Diggs guy.
I like Ronald Jones better, but I think McLaurin will at least get some carries.
Yeah. San Francisco at Tennessee.
And then, Tucker's the best.
T-Bass. They got T-Bass?
Could T-Bass beat Tucker?
T-Bass at New England.
Tucker's the best.
There's going to be field goals in that one.
Yeah. Joel's had Tucker for
Tucker
is the best kicker in the league for some reason. Word to the wise there. You know what? If you want to win the championship game, get the best kicker.
Get the best kicker.
Because Joel apparently does that.
Yeah. B team leads at 16-8, like you said. 12-3. The B team is 8-6.
So far, this is probably the best game of the year outside. I mean, the Bing and B team. Good. In what, week 13? That was a great game. But as far as playoffs go, bailing out B team, yeah.
Yeah, when they were both 10-2. 10-2.
It was week 13, yeah.
Okay.
This is a great game, man. I mean, this is what the playoffs are all about. I hope our championship game is going to
be this good.
But Mike, so it's a drum roll here. I picked the first to last two. I mean,
All right, I'm going to do something you're going to enjoy.
What's that? I have nothing to do with this game. What are you talking about?
Bada bing.
Why would I enjoy that?
I like Jeff Wilson. All the respect for both of these. What that time for Ronald Jones? What a time for Fournette. Ronald Jones pops in there. God damn, Bing, that's a good one.
Yeah, Bing is, I got to admit,
Bing looks ahead. He's got the foresight to look ahead.
He's gotten lucky with the Fournette thing. I mean, things have fallen into place for Joel at a good time. He had the bye. He didn't have to worry about this whole debacle last week.
Yeah.
And he's healthy.
Yeah. Health is so much to do with it,
Yeah,
too.
Right now everything's all about
– either one of these teams is going against – either one of the other teams, the heroes.
I just see he's got the best kicker in the league. He's got the best receivers in the league.
Bailing out, I think they're going to beat either of them. Both of these teams are.
But Hardy's never out because he's got Mahomes who could just go take over a game and have,
Never out with Mahomes.
Mahomes.
My pick next year. Mahomes.
Mahomes and Andrews alone is 75 points. Historically, you look down Hardy's.
I doubt that. I think you just make shit up, Troy.
That's absolutely not true.
You absolutely make this shit up.
If you look,
I bet you not one time this year they scored 75 fucking points.
I bet you right now. How much you want to bet? Are you saying that if you look at Hardy's lineup from 14 to 1,
yep.
Mahomes and Andrews together aren't 75 points?
That's what I'm saying.
How many? Because over-under is probably 5, 6.
I'm saying 0.
Are you out of your mind?
You're out of your mind. God damn it. You don't know what you're talking
about. Just happened
about.
Last week. What are you talking
it
about?
It didn't happen last week.
Andrews is 28 points and Mahomes is 45.
Is that over 75, jackass?
I think it's close.
It's not.
It's close enough. What are you talking?
Oh, now we're doing it. If it's close to 75.
I'm telling you, at least over under 4 or 5. Anyway.
All right. We'll look that up.
I don't think you can dispute
Joel. Are you gonna take the B team after 14 weeks of not picking them?
15 weeks. No, I think I will take the Bing. I think the kicker is going to come into play. I think he has the best receivers in this league.
He has the best receivers.
And Kamara.
Well, you know what?
I just think Joel knows how to manage a team in the playoffs.
Hill and Diggs.
And things kind of fell right for him. This Ronald Jones thing's kind of like falling in his lap. So, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying the B team can't beat him. I mean, B team is here for a reason. I mean, they got more wins than Joel. But I'm going to go with the Bing.
Damn, Frank Hess should be fired.
Hess has passed away. 48 and 25. Hey, what do you get 70. When you add 48 and 40? What's 45 and 28, Mike?
55, 65, 73.
Well, there you go. I'm 2 points off.
Well, you all said. Right. I said that didn't happen once this year.
Oh my God! You and your .05 bullshit. You're gonna count. Look at you counting. You know, counting straws. Is that the phrase?
Sure. Sure. I'm counting straws over here. Counting chickens.
All right, Mike. Well, we managed to pull this off. An hour ago, I didn't think we could do it.
No. I do have to get up at 4.
Okay, well, then we will...
what time is it? 8:25.
So what? We got 2 more podcasts to go, right?
Two more. Probably just be you and me until whoever wins last week.
I'd love to get somebody else in here.
If it's Carter, I don't think we'll be showing up.
Maybe Joel will come out and talk to us. You know what would be great?
The B team?
Whoever is in the championship game would come out here tomorrow or next week, and we could discuss it.
That would be true.
We could get hard, or maybe Mark Annie lives right down the street from here, you know, and maybe Carter can get on Discord, or Ed or Hardy could be here, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. Otherwise, I want to.
And Joel. Maybe
Joel. Yeah. Well, Mike, I want to. Wish you Merry Christmas. I know that's coming up in a few days, and I'm sure you have family obligations, and you're going to spend some time with your family.
I sure am.
And enjoy it.
I deliver that tilapia so I can have time off.
Do you work
spend.
On Friday? Or?
Yeah. I work.
Oh, man. I see, I don't work Friday.
No?
No, thankfully.
No. It's good for you.
No, anyway. And it goes for all the... owners in the league. Best to you all.
Feliz Navidad.
Wish the teams remaining in the playoffs
happy
a good week.
Happy
good, honest, fair.
Kwanzaa. What do they have? What's the Jewish thing? Happy. If you're Jewish,
no, that's
happy.
Not,
be
Kwanzaa is not Jewish. but. I want to. Wish the teams remaining in the playoffs, hopefully we have some fair contests. And I want to thank the Lions head executives once again sponsoring week 15 and sponsoring all year long. It's been a pleasure tonight. Just washing down my eggnog, and you know, Mike, I'm not going to stop tonight. I might even have one right now.
An eggnog?
No, a lion's head. You're right. I don't know if I'm, you know, I might just sign off and have one afterward. You know, what do you think? Can I have this egg? This
yeah, one? That's oh, a beautiful okay. lion's head. Go ahead.
All right, Mike. Yeah, let me just. Oh, there we go. So, Mike.
I brought that to a crashing halt. I apologize.
MFL legend, my co-host for 15 weeks.
Yeah.
1998 champion. Mike, do you have any final words for this evening?
Yeah, DraftKings, if you're listening, we'll do it for a lot less money than
FanDuel.
Pat McAfee.
FanDuel.
Well, apparently they're really not going to pay for us if they're paying for Pat McAfee, so we got to get the, you know.
You know, I wish I could remember what the hell I even, I even went to that direction, but I can't. I'm starting to feel
like
you.
To do with Aaron Rodgers being on it, maybe?
No, he was starting a book club, though. Like, he goes on there and says, hey, read these books now.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. Yeah, I actually looked at the list. You know, I still read a lot of books, and I'm thinking about maybe I should read these books.
I couldn't tell you the last book I read.
I've never stopped.
I've never started.
Wow. You know, I read every presidential biography.
Really?
In order. It took me 6 years.
And then you lost that Civil War
trivia.
Jeopardy thing.
Yeah,
trivia.
I did.
Yeah.
They still haven't posted that.
You should read some more of those.
Well,
books.
You know, you win some, you lose some, Mike.
Yeah. And since we're the 98, 92, 91, 92 champions, we've lost a lot. We need to.
I looked at it.
I think it's going to turn around next year.
I looked at the homepage. It's now 29 years. I have gone 29 seasons without winning a championship. Next year, if I fail to do so, I will have reached 30 years, which is 30 years is a daunting number. There's a lot of things 30 years old, you know.
Yep.
That's getting old, you know.
That is old.
I'd like to change that.
Yes, I would like for you to change it, too.
But you realize that you're not far behind.
Oh, yes, I realize.
So,
I'd like to change that more than
but,
yours.
You know, people might think, it would be healthy for a league if someone like Ed wins a championship, never won a championship. He's been in the league 16 years.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Happy
Hanukkah.
Happy
Hanukkah to
you
the
finally
Jewish.
Realize that.
Yep, I just came to me.
And that's supposed to...
For any of the Jewish... I hope they have... Jewish
trying to watch you... talk back. This is the funniest thing I've seen all year. Go ahead, Mike. Continue.
All right. Anyway... have a wonderful holiday, everybody.
All right. Well, my name is Troy Keener. I'm the commissioner of the BCFL, and we've given up on any kind of music. I've given up on just about everything except Lion's Head, eggnog, and the BCFL.
Amen.
So
cheers.
Enjoy your holiday, owners, and... we will talk next week. Good luck to everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.